Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I've always been curious about the idea of becoming a vegetarian. Now, I'm not a big cook, so I know that it takes a lot of discipline to be a vegetarian because you can't necessarily just go out and get stuff to eat. And I've known vegetarians who actually gained weight being a vegetarian because they just focused on the pastas and, you know, the very heavy carb type of foods. However,
or junk food.
Or junk food, exactly. Yeah. But the problem I have with vegetarianism sometimes are the vegetarians, okay? Like anybody that you might even bring it up to, because it's almost a comparison that Katie and I bring up about new money. Like anybody has new money has to show it out and almost has to something to prove, you know, where somebody from old money, you can't really tell that they come from old money because they're so used to money, they don't care. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, almost the same with vegetarianism, because if you become a vegetarian, then all of a sudden you it's almost as if you have learned the secret of life. And yes. It's not that you just want to bestow it on people and be nurturing and, you know, like want to introduce in a happy way. Vegetarians tend to be very condescending and very, I don't know, like I've known vegetarians in my circle who have actually, as I'm eating my food, have let me know about the abuse that has taken place food that I, you know,
really?
In the way I'm eating the food. Mm-hmm. I've had someone actually walk me over to a sink to pour out a drink that was not healthy for me because for some reason they felt like I was abusing my body by drinking the wrong thing.
No,
you've told the story before, yeah.
This was not
somebody that you knew, right?
This was somebody I did know that walked me over. That's the only reason I walked over to a sink with him. I'm like, okay, fine, you know, just to get him to shut up, and then I'll go get another drink once they're gone. And then
what was the drink story again? What was the drink?
It was a soda. I mean, it was not.
And they just
alcoholic
didn't like
drink.
The chemicals in the soda.
Yeah, they didn't
or
like the chemicals in the soda and made me pour it out. And then and then recently it was a couple, and one of the people in the couple was trying to be that vegetarian. I think they were vegans actually, which is, you know, a step above. It's like, you know, vegetarian squared. And so both were vegans, and one was the older vegan, one was the newer vegan. And in this conversation, the newer vegan actually was the one trying to say, "Oh, well, this is what I think about and this is the reason I do it," and was very nice about it. But then, you know, their boyfriend tended to, once they got in the conversation, got a little more
militant.
So that's the only thing, is like, I would love to be a vegetarian, but I don't like vegetarians.
Is the line
I'm sorry.
Is the line like, if you're a vegetarian for health reasons, you're sort of cool about it, but if you're a vegetarian for animal rights reasons, then you're more militant about it?
I don't know, because I appreciate both. I appreciate the passion for both, but I just, it's just hard to, because it's almost like, is it a circle of people that I really want to spend
because
time
the,
with?
The health reasons, you know, they don't have anything, like the animal rights ones, like we had the incident in studio that we've talked about with our old, when Jamie Massey was here. She was an animal lover and a vegetarian, and one of the new restaurant had opened, and the chef said, "Hey, I'm going to bring some food for you guys for lunch." Mm-hmm. So, like, it was toward the end of the show, and we started snacking on it, and one of them was a foie gras something.
Pancake.
Mm-hmm. Pancake.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen was about to take
I was in the middle of eating it.
Had it in her mouth, was about to put another forkful in her mouth, and Massey whips open this picture of a goose with the, you know, being like, because it's goose liver. Yeah.
And sticks it in my face.
Yeah. I started reading that that book like 4 or 5 months ago, that Skinny Bastard book, which is really just the offshoot of Skinny Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was really interested, I think you might have turned me on to it at first.
Yeah, I read that a while ago, yeah.
But then I'm about a quarter of the way through it, and they're just, I mean, hardcore pressure about what they do to the mm-hmm. animals, and they're basically telling you you're a piece of crap if you're eating this way.
I skipped the meat chapter.
I stopped. Well, I stopped reading it.
I skipped it and moved on. Because what? If mm-hmm. you ever want to eat meat ever again, you can't read that stuff.
Well, and one of the reasons that Katie and I really thought about it was after watching Food Inc., you know, several months ago. And we have changed our eating habits based on it.
What is that?
Food Inc. is a documentary about the food industry and how foods get in the grocery stores and the fact that very few companies own every single grocery in the grocery store. So you go in thinking you've got this huge variety of foods when it's just a handful of companies that make all those foods and mm-hmm. just relabel everything to make you think you have a choice.
Oh, really?
And the practice is once anything gets corporate, sometimes the details kind of fall through the cracks because they're so
really?
Big.
Really?
And so in the food industry is the same thing. So
what would a detail be? Like a live mouse falling into my Cheerios?
No, it's more of because they mass produce farms now instead of it being mom and pop farms, that you have so much cattle and they talk about the feed to the cattle. So it's easier to produce corn. And so they feed corn to the cows, which is not really what they need to be eating. And the chemical changes that happen in the cows. And, you know,
there's a difference in the taste if you have corn fed beef or grass fed beef.
And there's a higher potential for E. coli poisoning if it's corn fed beef. And so, you know, it's almost as if it's introducing it where innocently enough, you know, it was just the idea of making things cost cutting, more production, like in anything in corporate. But it shows how it's actually affecting us in a negative way.
And I think you could apply this to anything. When people are just overly passionate about anything,
yes.
It could be a movie. It could be, look, I've had some friends that became born again Christians, and every conversation we had with them all of a sudden had to be about the Bible.
It's some smokers.
It was just too much.
Right,
man.
After they quit smoking.
It's the newness of everything. It's new money. It's the new money syndrome. If anything new in your mm-hmm. life, you're obnoxious about it.
Hey, Matt, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Melissa. I just wanted to just kind of chime in with you quickly. You know, this whole thing, I've been a vegetarian for 8 years. My mm-hmm. girlfriend is not. We've been dating for 6 years. So, you know, to me, don't be around people who are judgmental and who are going to push you into that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's a transition, and it's something that, you know, to me, you do on your own time for yourself, not for other people. It's something it's your choice, and I know you have no problem making your own choices. So, you know, just take the time and do the research, and you should be just fine.
I appreciate that. The one reason
we have found a cool vegan.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, because he's done it for 8 years, so it's not new to him anymore. But I think that, you know, the main reason, like I said in the beginning of the conversation, I'm lazy about cooking. I don't cook. I don't take the time to prepare foods and that kind of thing. So it's laziness is the reason I'm not a vegetarian, because it's much easier to be a meat eater in this culture for sure. But yeah, it's I appreciate that. I think the reason I come across vegetarians and vegans is because if I'm asking the question, then that's the response, you know, then it becomes this condescending conversation response I get. You know, it's like, I know, I just want to kind of know how you cook. I don't need to know anything else.
What is a vegan eating on Sunday mornings when you're all hungover and stuff and you need just something greasy and meaty?
Yes.
What does a vegan eat when they're hungover?
Tabbouleh.
That's not going to do it.
That doesn't sound good at all.
I don't even know what that is.
The Bert Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.